Hello, everybody. My name is Paul Lund. I'm the site manager for J. Harper & Sons of Leominster. We're the principal contractor on the refurbishment of the Heritage Lottery funded project to refurbish the Regal Cinema in Tenbury Wells. The project's very interesting from our point of view. It's a unique building. We've uncovered various things which we possibly didn't anticipate. Original remains of the front two shops, which are there, show signs of Tudor buildings. We found the remains of the existing cellars. The cellars have thrown up a slight complication in the fact that the infill to the cellar was material that was on site, which is primarily soil, brick rubble, old tiles, various bits and pieces, but which was not laid in a manner that it was compressed. So we've had to have a slight rethink and a slight design detail change in there. The rest of the building has got lots of very interesting details. We've got original doors, which for a building of 75 years old is unusual for them to remain in their entirety, retaining their original ironmongery. The auditorium has got the original murals, which although were in a state of disrepair, had not got to the point where most of the detail had been lost. We are going to be installing a new heating system, new lighting. One of the principal things about the lighting is that the auditorium will have a much better feel to it. There will be a much more even light through LED lights, which are going back in the ceiling. The original Art Deco side lights, which are going to be sent off in the new year to be refurbished. Those are very of the age and look very nice when they're complete. The foyer, I believe, will look fantastic once it's finished. The remaining terrazzo will be refurbished, brought back to life, repolished. The new stairs and new terrazzo will be in keeping and matching and replicating the detail that was there previously. The shops are integral to the cinema. That has a much better feel for the whole building, where there's a greater accessibility for members of the public. The building has evolved over the years on many occasions, which you can see in various areas that we've uncovered. Seeing the cellar construction, we've seen a sole place of the old oak building. It's in a very, very fragile state, and it's only a small amount we've seen, but you can then see where that building was, which is quite interesting from a sort of heritage point of view.